BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. From Radio 4, this is Death by Conspiracy. Gary Matthews was an artist and photographer. Until a year ago, he was a familiar sight on the streets of his hometown in Shropshire.
I mean, he was very gentle and very delicate. I hugged him quite a lot.
But sometime in the last few years, his friends say, Gary changed. His lifelong interest in radical politics took a darker, more conspiratorial turn.
He had changed a bit, almost slightly insulting, like, you're being brainwashed, can't you see?
And when the pandemic hit, Gary, who was suspicious of experts, ignored the rules. In January 2021, he caught COVID-19 and died, leaving family and friends distraught and searching for answers.
I had this heavy, watery chest, and also angry because it didn't have to happen, and yet it had.
I'm Mariana Spring, the BBC's specialist disinformation reporter, and for nearly 2 years, I've been investigating Britain's COVID conspiracy movement. It's a hodgepodge of groups and people with a huge assortment of beliefs and assumptions. And many in this fringe but significant movement think the pandemic has been manipulated, or even created, by shadowy forces beyond our control. Thing is, there's a real human cost to all this pseudoscience. You only need hear the story of Gary Matthews. For my new podcast, Death by Conspiracy, I've been investigating what happened to Gary by going deep inside the conspiracy community that lies just under the surface of the Shropshire market town of Shrewsbury.
So do you think COVID is real?
I really shouldn't go down this route, but I don't actually.
Even when it means coming face to face with people who don't like me very much.
The BBC are a rancorous organisation. They're scum. You're working for scumbags.
I've been finding out how Gary's family dealt with his descent into conspiracy theories and how they confronted the people who shared his beliefs.
I lost my cousin. I don't think you ever believed that this kills people.
And in a macabre twist, I've learned how Gary's death has been hijacked by those who run conspiracy-filled local groups.
People in Shrewsbury have accused me of being a murderer because Gary died and have shouted out murderer to me in the street, blood on your hands. If that's honestly what you think, then arrest me.
From BBC Radio 4, Death by Conspiracy, a new 10-part series. Subscribe now on BBC Sounds.